anytime. Jaya, go anytime. Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya, Prabhupada. Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Purvaraja Gacharya Asatara Sata Sri Shriman ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Sabayan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Prabhupada Om Vishnu Pad Sabayan Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsaka Hoshkrishna Chaitanya Prabhudit Dhananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gorbhakta Vindakijai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopanath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Gira Govardhan Kijai Shri Bhajamumanamanam Kijai Shri Nabadvip Mayapuridham Kijai Shri Lachal Jagannath Puridham Kijai Gangamayi Kijai Jamunamayi Kijai Bhakti Devi Kijai Shrimati Tulsi Maharani Kijai The most beautiful Lordship Shri Shukmini Dorkadish Kijai Shri Shukmini Dorkanath Kijai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Kijai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Kijai. Going back to home, back to Godhead Kijai. ISKCON Los Angeles Yatra Kijai. Brihad Madanga Transcendental Book Distribution Kijai. International Food for Life Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Kijai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Kijai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the Sum Devotees. All glories to the Sum Devotees. All glories to the Sum Devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. So we're continuing a reading from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Today's text is the end of the seventh chapter. Let's see, text number 42. But first, let us connect. Okay, great. Shri Shuka Uvacha Saitama Prishta Purana Kalpa Kuru Padhanena Muni Padanaha Pravriddha Harsho Bhagavat Katayam Sanchoditastang Prahasannivaha Shri Shuka Uvacha Saittama Prishta Purana Kalpaha Kuru Padhanena Muni Padanaha Pravriddha Harsho Bhagavat Katayam Sanchoditastang Prahasannivaha Shri Shuka Uvacha Saittama Prishta Purana Kalpaha Kuru Padanena Muni Padanaha Prabriddha Harsho Bhagavat Katayam Sanchoritas tang prahasan nivaha. Please sit. Shukovacha Saitama Prishta Purana Kalpa Kuru Pradhane Namuni Pradhana Pravridha Harsho Bhagavat Katayam Anchoditas sang prahasanivaha. Anyone else? Sri Shukovacha Itama Prishta Purana Kalpa Kuru Pradhane Namuni Pradhana Pravridha Harsho Bhagavat Kataya Sanchoditas Tang Prahasanivaha. Ladies. Sri Shukovacha Saitama Prishta Purana Kalpa. Saitama Prishta Purana Kalpa Kuru Pradhane Namuni Pradhana Pravridha Harsho Bhagavat Kataya Sanchoditas Tang Prahasanivaha. Okay, synonyms. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Saha He Ittam Thus Aprishta Being questioned Purana Kalpaha. One who knows how to explain the supplements of the Vedas, the Puranas. Kuru Pradhanena, by the chief of the Kurus. Muni Pradhanaha, the chief amongst the sages. Pravridha, sufficiently enriched. Harshaha, satisfaction. Bhagavat, the personality of Godhead. Katayam, in the topics of Sanchoditaha, being so infused. Tam unto Vidura, Prahasan, with smiles. Iva, like that. Aha, replied. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, thus, the chief of the sages, who was always enthusiastic about describing topics regarding the personality of Godhead, began to narrate the descriptive explanation of the Puranas, being so infused by Vidura. He was very much enlivened by speaking on the transcendental activities of the Lord. Please repeat. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Thus the chief of the sages, who was always enthusiastic about describing topics regarding the personality of Godhead, began to narrate the descriptive explanation of the Puranas, being so infused by Vidura. He was very much enlivened by speaking on the transcendental activities of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Great learned sages like Maitreya Muni are always very enthusiastic about describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Maitreya Muni, being thus invited by Vidura to speak, appeared to be smiling because he actually felt transcendental bliss. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, seventh chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Further Inquiries by Vidura. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacya Desha Tarine Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobi Shang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeyahang Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada and Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kopaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the main point here is something that we should take to heart, that we should be enlivened hearing topics of the Lord. And we should be very, very enlivened to repeat what we've heard from authorized sources. And we don't treat it like a Chinese menu. At least back in my youth, you'd go to a Chinese restaurant and they would have different columns. Column A, column B, column C, and you're allowed to take one item from column A, one from column B, and one from column C. You place your order that way. But the scriptures are not like that. You can't take something here that I like and something else here that I like and some, and then discard the rest. No. Prabhupada would say quite often that in India especially now, the Bhagavatam has been reduced to the 10th canto and only the chapters dealing with Krishna's Rasa Leela. But no, the Bhagavatam is complete in 12 cantos. And in order to appreciate Krishna's pastimes that are described in the 10th canto, one has to go from the first canto all the way through the 9th canto. Not skipping over anything, trying to understand everything. So those who are advanced devotees, they are enlivened by any topic of Krishna. Some, Prabhupada will say again, regularly, some people like Gopi Krishna, but they don't like Arjun Krishna. Some people like Bal Krishna, but they don't like Gopi Krishna because they think it's immoral. So they're just confused. You have to hear about Krishna and the process of Krishna consciousness from somebody who's completely enlivened to hear and repeat, like Maitreya is here. Also, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, we'll see, because some people think Bhagavad Gita... No, you have to appreciate Bhagavad Gita, otherwise you cannot appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam. So at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, the main speaker of the Bhagavad Gita is Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra's secretary. He narrated to Dhritarashtra what was happening on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And at the end of his narration, he said, "Now that I remember this divine conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, my hairs are standing on end." You see? It's not that Bhagavad Gita is just boring philosophy and let me get to the interesting stuff. No. One who's actually advanced His hair or her hair stands on end hearing Bhagavad Gita. I have had the good fortune, pre-COVID at least, to travel almost every year with Paladananda Swami in Europe. We usually just go through the former Yugoslavia. We start out in Slovenia, then we go to Croatia, and then sometimes Bosnia, Serbia, like that. And he has been a devotee since 1968. He has read Bhagavad Gita countless times. But whenever we're traveling to an engagement, he always opens his iPad and he's reading Bhagavad Gita. See? Very enlivened to understand the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and repeat it for the benefit of others. So I thought today we would try to appreciate the questions posed by Vidura. That's making Maitreya so enlivened. Even before he starts answering, he's already enlivened just by hearing the questions. And it's also very telling. Many of us, like my god brother here, Bhagavati Prabhu, have been hearing and repeating this philosophy since 1973, almost 50 years. But still, you see, Bhagavati Prabhu is enlivened to speak every day. If I asked him to give class every day, he would give class every day. Formally and informally, he's always enlivened to speak this philosophy. Why? It's not artificial. It's actually enlivening if you become purified. Put it back to screen mirroring. So I'm going to take the time to just read through the questions that Vidura asks that are enlivening Maitreya so much. Okay, so we're going to go to the database online because it's easier to do it from there. Oops, sorry. So let's go to the library. Technical difficulties always. Let's see. Ah, that's the problem. Somewhere or other, my network connection got dropped. So let's go to Wi-Fi. Okay, it's not going to happen. Somehow or other, it's dropped the wireless connection. Okay, so then we'll just have to read from... I was going to put it on the screen so you could follow along, but I'll just have to read from the database. So it's the third canto... Chapter 7, let's go back to the beginning. Oh, it came up. Hare Krishna. Why didn't somebody tell me? All right, let's go back to the... Still not getting there. Okay. All right. Sorry. All right. So in this third canto, further in seventh chapter, further inquiries by Vidura. Now, the thing to appreciate is this. Vidura is asking questions, and Maitreya does not have benefit of some eye device. He doesn't have an iPhone or an iPad, or he's not recording the questions. So just from that alone, you can understand what level of personality we're dealing with. Vidura is asking question after question after question, and Maitreya is just absorbing them and remembering them, and he's going to answer them thoroughly, beginning this in this next chapter. So we're not dealing with an ordinary personality here. This is called Shruti Dhara. Anything that one hears, one remembers, not just for a few minutes or a few hours, but for life. So this is the quality. Now all of us are actually, when we're in our pure consciousness, on that level of Shruti Dhara. But because we're covered by material modes of nature, we can't remember even what happened the same time yesterday. What to speak of a week ago or a few years ago, same time. No. So we should appreciate this quality of personality that we're dealing with. So, Vidura starts out. O great Brahmana, since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a complete spiritual whole and is unchangeable, how is he connected with the material modes of nature and their activities? If this is his pastime, how do the activities of the unchangeable take place and exhibit qualities without the modes of nature? Now, just this first question, could you answer that without breaking out your computer or your iPad or looking it up on the internet? See? This is a level of personalities that we're dealing with. To understand the question, assimilate it, and later on give an answer, not just to this question, but to all the other questions that Vidura is asking. So, boys are enthusiastic to play with other boys or with various diversions because they are encouraged by desire. But there's no possibility of such desire for the Lord because he is self-satisfied and detached from everything at all times. By his self-sheltered potency of the three modes of material nature, the Lord has caused the creation of this universe. By her, he maintains the creation and conversely dissolves it again and again. The pure soul is pure consciousness and is never out of consciousness, either due to circumstances, time, situations, dreams, or other causes. How then does he become engaged in nescience? This question, we should be very interested to know the answer because we are more or less in that situation. We're pure souls with pure consciousness. We're never out of consciousness, but how do we become engaged in nescience? The Lord as a super soul is situated in every living being's heart. Why then do the living entity's activities result in misfortune and misery? Everybody should be able to relate to that because we've all experienced or are experiencing misfortune and misery. O great and learned one, and he's not just flattering him, we understand that Maitreya really is great and he's really learned. O great and learned one, my mind is greatly illusioned by the distress of this nescience, and I therefore request you to clear it up. Now, Vidura is not actually in nescience. He's a pure devotee of the Lord, but he's playing the role so that Maitreya can enlighten anyone who hears the answers. So, Vidura is enlivening Maitreya by asking, and then Vidura asks some more questions. Maitreya begins to answer the first set of questions. And then it would have been easier if I could do it from the database online, sorry, but it's not connecting. So at this point, we just want to appreciate the questions of Vidura. Okay. So we're getting back to the questions. O powerful sage, my Lord, all my doubts about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities have now been removed by your convincing words. My mind is now perfectly entering into them. O learned sage, your explanations are very good, as they should be. Disturbances to the conditioned soul have no other basis than the movement of the external energy of the Lord. both the lowest of fools and he who is transcendental to all intelligence enjoy happiness, whereas persons between them suffer the material pangs. So it seems that Vidura is at this point answering his own questions. But he's actually making points for Maitreya to expand on in the upcoming chapters. Practically in the rest of the Bhagavatam, these questions are dealt with. But my dear sir, I am obliged to you because now I can understand that this material manifestation is without substance, although it appears real. I am confident that by serving your feet, it will be possible for me to give up the false idea. So here's the clue to the qualification for understanding and being enlivened by this Vedic philosophy. One has to serve the feet of an advanced devotee. By serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead, who is the unchangeable enemy of the Madhu demon and whose service vanquishes one's material distresses. So does that mean that if we're not experiencing ecstasy, that we're not serving? No, we are actually trying to serve the lotus feet of the spiritual master, but it takes time for the purification to take place so that one can actually come to this platform of feeling genuine ecstasy, not artificial. Persons whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees who are progressing on the path back to the kingdom of God, Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities. And again, this glorification of the Lord is not just his pastimes in the 10th canto. Narad Muni in the first canto said to Vyasadeva, Idami Vishvam Bhagavani Vetaro, Yato Chakatstana Niroda Sambhava, Tadhi Swayam Veda Vivam Tatapate, Pradesha Martam Bhagavat Pradarshitam. He said, the Supreme Lord is himself this cosmos. He says, from him only comes the creation, maintenance, and destruction. He says, your good self knows all of this. I'm just giving you a synopsis. So again, the devotees are enlivened not just by Krishna's pastime with the gopis, but the fact that he is himself the cosmos and everything that he's doing, the creation, the maintenance, and the destruction of the cosmos, that also enlivens the devotees. After creating the total material energy, the Mahat-Tattva, and thereby manifesting the gigantic universal form of the senses and sense organs, the Supreme Lord entered within. The Purusha incarnation lying on the causal ocean is called the original Purusha in the material creations and in his Virat form, in whom all the planets and their inhabitants live. He has many thousands of legs and hands. So there's that famous verse, Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Hakshapat, that's stating that. That the Purusha, Sahasra means thousands, has thousands or unlimited faces and hands and legs, etc. O great Brahmana, you have told me that the gigantic Virat form and his senses, sense objects, and 10 kinds of life air exist with 3 kinds of life vigor. Now, if you will, kindly explain to me the different powers of the specific divisions. Again, if somebody came up to you and said that, would you be able to give them a coherent, cogent answer? So my point is, we should always be enlivened every day to dive deeper and deeper into this philosophy. Because presenting this philosophy is actually our duty. That's the task that we've been given, either one-on-one or one-on-many or specifically by giving people Srila Prabhupada's books. This is what we're doing. We're churning the ocean of this nectar of this philosophy. Oh my Lord, I think that the process manifests in the forms of sons, grandsons, and family members has spread all over the universe in different varieties and species. Oh learned Brahmana, please describe how the leader of all the demigods, namely Prajapati Brahma, decided to establish the various Manus, the heads of the ages. Please describe the Manus also, and please describe the descendants of those Manus. O son of Mitra, kindly describe how the planets are situated above the earth as well as underneath it. And also, please mention their measurement as well as that of the earthly planets. So just as Krishna's name is Vasudev, because he's son of Vasudev. So similarly, Maitreya is the son of Mitra. From Mitra, you get Maitreya. Also, please describe the living beings. Great. Under different classifications. Subhumans, humans, those born of the embryo, those born of perspiration, those who are twice born, birds, and the plants and vegetables. Kindly describe their generations and subdivisions also. So we see all around us birth is taking place in every species of life, and it's divided into four main categories. So these are being mentioned here. Swedaja means those who are born from perspiration. Andaja means those who are born from eggs. Udbija, those who are born from seeds like the plants and vegetables. And Jaruja, those who are born from embryo. So next, please also describe the incarnations of the material modes of nature, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar. And please describe the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His magnanimous activities. So we're gone over time because of the technical difficulties, but the point is, one should, before we go into the next chapter, one should try to appreciate this chapter, all the questions and points that were brought up by Vidura to Maitreya, and appreciate how powerful is Maitreya Muni to be able to remember all of these questions and points that were brought up by Vidura, and then to systematically answer them. And not by speculation, I think, maybe, perhaps, no. From what he has heard coming down from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So again, we should be enlivened by coming to the Bhagavatam class, coming to the Bhagavad Gita class, and diving into this philosophy very, very deeply as our current psychophysical nature allows us to dive in. We're meant to discuss. If you come across some point, some topic that you don't understand clearly, try to approach a senior devotee, somebody who may know the answer, and in this way, remain enlivened and become grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us this wonderful Vedic philosophy. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.